This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, for our Monday mini, we wanted to take a look back at some of our favorite episodes, full episodes, and I would include Monday minis also in there. Because we celebrated activists around the world, we celebrated happy hour, but we didn't have time to do this before the year ended. But, you know, it's still early in 2023, and I think, you know, a look back, a fond look back.
Yeah, we're definitely still reflection mode, so I think we're good.
Yes. And it is like a behind the scenes. We do release a lot of episodes, so it's a lot to dig through, for one. for two, we classify these episodes as full episodes being what comes out Wednesday, Friday, full, sometimes regular episodes. And then Monday mini, it's this thing, and activists around the world is this thing. But we have all this lingo that I forget sometimes people don't know what we're talking about.
Right. When we stretch to we're going to do 5/6 days, yep, a week of publishing our episodes, we got kind of like, oh Lord, what are we going to do? Because it's a lot of work, as we've talked about before. And, you know, we had to tally up the hours that we spent, which we love our jobs. I will say that we have a very unique job and we get to learn as part of our job. So we do love that. So no complaints here. But that also means there's a lot to be done. So
yeah,
one of the ways that I get organized is categorizing things. And I feel like that's really helped me. So yeah, we have the Monday mini, which we typically try to keep short. We've definitely hit the 30-minute mark on those. So apologies for that. But it's also typically news related. So whatever's happening at that moment or something that's important. So we like to talk about that. The activists around the world is obviously talking about people all around the world, typically identifying as femme and giving their flowers today while they're still alive and doing the amazing work that we may have never heard about. And we want to make sure that it's out there. And that's a shorter segment because we don't have a lot of information, so we give what we can. And then, yes, our quote-unquote regular episodes are typically following what has always been done with these episodes, which is very research, understanding of something with issues with women or feminism or non-binary peoples to, like, educate. To keep educating ourselves, I guess. And we find different subjects fascinating, which we're going to talk about. And then, of course, movies. We love movies. So we had to add those to there. We love books. Add that to there. We love drinks. Add that to there. Yeah, I'm saying this in a weird way. As well as the fact that we just wanted to blow off steam and sit with y'all and have a happy hour. As if we're sitting at a bar or a restaurant or a coffee shop just catching up. It's joyful.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yes. It was kind of, because it's a lot of calendar space to fill we do love movies, and it was like, okay, once a month, that's the thing we don't really have to think about other than choosing the movie. Once a month, a book, that's another thing taken, you know, like Female First with Eves, a segment with Bridget. Like, it was, you know, it's not that we run out of ideas, but sometimes it's like every idea sounds like not an idea you want to talk about. And a month later, that might change.
Right.
But also the Monday Mini, I will say, kind of came out of COVID. There was a couple of reasons for it. But we wanted to try a shorter segment where we could just talk about news. And it was right when the pandemic was happening. And I remember we were sitting in an in-person meeting with our then social media team, which is no longer our social media team. They've gone to bigger things than that, saying like, well, people want to hear about COVID, this COVID, so why don't you talk about that? We're like, okay.
Right, right.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yes, but we thought we would run through some of our very favorites of 2022 of those specific segments. And for me, I think it's going to be very clear which ones I would lean towards. For the ones that are, quote, like just the regular ones, not the Feminist Movie Friday or whatever, I really loved the Mary Sue episode, which came out towards the end of summer, I believe. Well, no, maybe earlier than that. But it was after Prey came out, and that was trending.
Right.
And that was just a really fun one for me to dive into because it's something I know a lot about and I have a lot of passionate feelings about.
Yes, so many passionate feelings.
Yes. Also along that line, I really loved the love letter to fan fiction one I got to do. And that was just cool because I didn't know a lot of history about how fan fiction came about in our more modern era. Like, how did that get started? That was really cool. I loved doing the Star Wars birthday special, and I'm already planning a second one this year. But peek behind the scenes, there was a massive technical problem with that episode, and I had to re-record it again without Samantha. So
yes.
If you want to go back and listen to it.
And you did it on your birthday.
Amazing.
You did it
yes.
on your birthday. And I was like, oh no, we try to purposely plan so you didn't have to do things on your birthday. Not only did you have to re-record so much, because we did so much that
yes.
day, unfortunately,
yeah.
as well as your Saver episodes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Christina was a beast putting it together
yes.
and making it coherent. Because literally, thank God it was you talking and me just going, okay.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a strange moment in my life listening because I was listening to myself back because I had my audio. It was just glitched out and I was trying to replicate it and like figure out what you might have said because I don't have your side of the
right.
audio.
You should have asked. I would have sent it to you. It would have been awkward to try to do it. One side on me, one side on you.
It happened very suddenly. I didn't realize there was a problem because it didn't show up in the audio.
Right.
And so I didn't know until like the day of.
Right.
And I think I had to re-record 10 things.
Yeah, it was so much. The follies of recording from home, for sure.
Yes.
You know, we love it, but there are things
yeah.
that happen.
There's a lot of pros. And I was thinking about this the other day because somebody was asking me, do you want to go back to the office? And I made a list of pros and cons in my head, which you know I love a list.
You do.
And like overall, it's pretty rare that happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pros. I need a backup system is what that taught me.
Right. Right. Yeah. We kind of both panicked because I also had an incident where it wasn't as bad as yours. And I was able to like redo my audio without having to re-record. But mm-hmm. it is like, what are we going to do? And I don't think I could do what you did. There's no way that I could try to replicate that. I'd be like, well, we're screwed. Let's do it again.
I think if it had been one episode, it also goes back to me not wanting to ask for help. But
right.
I think if it had been one episode, I would have reached out. But it was 10, I'm pretty sure. Including Saver, it was 10.
Oof.
Yeah. But since I did that episode, which was like a love letter to myself and what I want and what I love about Star Wars, and specifically Luke Skywalker, since that became a stressful experience, I've already started thinking about the follow-up. So I'm excited. I've got new points. I've got even more points.
I hope with this follow-up that you're going to include whatever you've done or going to do in your fan fiction, because I know your fan fiction
yes.
is based on Star Wars as well. So I hope that becomes a part of that special.
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes people post essays on on fan fiction sites. So I've written a lot of essays. I could do that too, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sure you have. You and your essays.
I love an essay. but yeah, I'm already like got some bullet points. So and I will include any fan fiction notes, as you know. There's no way I won't include that.
Right.
But that's a long time from now. Some of them that are like, we've said this before, but the way we typically do these episodes is I will take the lead on one, Samantha will take the lead on one. And as I would say, if you know us, it's probably pretty clear a lot of the time who did which
right.
one. Some of the ones that you did that I really, really loved was Strategic Incompetence and Women and Dissociation, even right. though dissociation still trips me up saying it.
Oh, I saw it again the other day and I could not say it because in my head it's disassociation.
Right.
And we know that's not the case. And because I've said that, I'm not going to be able to re-say dissociation. Yeah, well, I did it. Ooh, I did it.
See? Aww. You can do it.
I did it. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
For my faves, included the dissociation episode as well as Lady in the Blues, which was our women in the blues industry. I loved looking that up. Music is amazing anyways, but when you dig into the history of it and the people who you rarely know about, but that did so much for that genre and for music in general, it's amazing to look into their history, which I love. I also really liked our women-only communes because
yes.
The idea is so wonderful. Yes, mm-hmm. I know. You know, we have to go back and forth. I'm like, I get it. It's not because I hate men. It's just because it just sounds lovely. And my dream still is that in our elderly time together, we're just going to have a giant commune with all of my girlfriends. Like, that's
yes.
what I want.
Yes.
That's what I want. I do want to put like a bonus because this was from 2021. But I really like the parentification episode that we did, which was, yes, mine as well. Because I'm like, that's such a fascinating subject. Not many people know about it. This is something I'm passionate about because it talks about childhood trauma and growing up and what that looks like when it's like when it manifests as adults. So, and of course, me and you having moments of, oh, that's us and this and this and this. So
yeah,
I do love those revelatory self-assessments / triggering, I guess, in those episodes. For the intimacy coordinator one was one of my favorites of this year because it opened up so much conversation about the entertainment industry and what we're looking at. I kind of want to come back because Brooke Shields is coming back out having a conversation of what she was forced to do as a child, including apparently being in Playboy magazine at 10 years old. I did not realize she was that young. I knew she was like really teenager-y for Calvin Klein ads, which she wasn't quite nude, but she was very sexual. And of course, Blue Lagoon, but we're not going to get into that. But I do want to revisit that because that kind of goes hand in hand and we talk about the industry and who is being protected and who isn't. So I really loved that episode that you did as well. I love any and all episodes that you are so passionate about that you just rant on into like fury, your hands are flying everywhere and you get bigger and then you're like, I know! when I ask you a question or make a statement. Those are some of my favorites. It does include the Star Wars. I think it's... And we're going to talk about it in a minute, but I love a lot of your fictional women around the world because you're so passionate about that. I also loved, and I don't know if it was 2022, the episode on all of your female characters, women characters from video games.
Yes. Survival horror.
Yes.
Oh, I do too. And it's funny because... I get so excited about things, and a lot of times I'll be like, clearly the email just calls for yes, no cuts, and I'll be like, and we're also going to talk about this next, and just you wait. They're really, we're passionate about it. Yes. We love talking about these things. Mm-hmm. I also loved, I didn't include this one, but I was looking back, I loved the one that I did on like things not to say to it. Asexual person, because that was a Monday mini.
Yeah.
And that was one where I was like, I was getting riled up and you were being very supportive. So
I appreciate it. We love when we get riled up. Let's go.
Yeah. Moving on to Feminist Movie Fridays, sometimes Wednesdays, sometimes Mondays, actually.
It's everywhere. Movies, just the movies.
We do love movies, so this one was really hard. Everyone, I was like, ooh, that one was good, that one was good. I obviously loved, like, the horror ones. I loved Scream and Fresh. I loved Prey. That was really good. I loved Rogue One because of your anguish over it, which a lot of listeners wrote in and enjoyed as well. We're sorry, but it was funny.
Why? Still angry.
Yes. I did love, this wasn't really a movie episode, but it kind of... came out of our Spoiled Saturdays, which we need to do more of. We've only done the one on Doctor Strange. And that was when Joey was like, hey, I've got a lot of thoughts about this. And they came on and did the episode about Scarlet Witch. And that was a great episode.
It was. I had a lot of thoughts on that.
Yes. Yeah. Always glad to have Joey on. And then I loved doing the Anne of Green Gables movies, which I had never seen. I had friends that were very passionate about it, so I kind of knew about it. But it was fun to see something that you knew so much about or excited about. And I was kind of like learning from you. Yes. I really enjoyed it. And then the listeners loved it too. We got so many great messages about those. So that was really fun.
It's the heart. It gets you in the heart. I do find it interesting because my partner's brother apparently listened to this episode and got me a Christmas gift based off my love of Anne of Green Gables, which you did as well. But I was like, he's like, I opened it up and it's a pouch that has Anne of Avonlea. And he was like, is that the right one? I was like, wait, did you get this from the podcast? And he goes, yeah, because I know my partner didn't say anything. I've never said anything. And I hadn't seen him since that episode released. So I was like, oh my God, that is some on point listening and paying attention. Kudos. So, John, if you listen to this episode, thank you. I still appreciate that.
That's great. Yes.
Shout out to him. That was actually one of my favorite movies as well. Obviously, Anne of Green Gables, Anne of Avonlea, which I made you watch both. Thank you for enduring a large mini series for me, because the next one will probably be Pride and Prejudice. Just wait.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm
excited. The BBC version. That's the longest. Oh, okay. That's future. Future people. For me, Everything Everywhere All at Once was one of my favorites as well. Obviously, I feel like that could be unsaid and just be known because not only you watched it first and you were like, this is amazing. I love it, whatever, whatnot. And then we went to the theater, watched it together, and then came home, watched it again. And I really did. I loved everything about it. The messaging, the beauty of having an Asian family taking center of a story and really holding tight that it... like translated universally for all families with mother issues or mother disapproval, all of those things. So I really love talking about that movie because I think it hit both of us in different ways in our conversations and relating with movies. So it's beautiful to do. Scream, I also liked it too because I do like it, but you also get real passionate in that one.
Yeah.
The newer version as well, which you absolutely loved and was so excited. You made me watch the third Scream.
Well, there's a lot we could say about that.
That's the level, because that's the level of love you have for this franchise. And I enjoy that. I enjoy watching something that you love. I liked it. It's reminiscent to me from way back when. about Rogue One and Fresh and whatever. Was it the Mexican movie? What was it?
Oh, Tigers.
That I picked that one out, right? I picked that one out.
I gave you a list of three. I said this one's probably got the most we could say about it. And you were like, okay, that's what happened.
So you traumatized me this year as well with those three movies. So thanks.
You're welcome. I mean, Rogue One we had previously seen. It's just we hadn't talked about it yet.
I had previously seen and I knew I was going to be angry. But I was mad at you then. And it translated in our episode because I was like, you didn't tell me. That was like still to this day, you did not tell me.
Yeah,
that everyone dies. What the hell, Annie?
That was one of our funniest disconnects I think we've ever had over Star Wars. Is because, like I said in that episode, I always assume people know what happens, and I was like, oh yeah, it's like the Titanic of Star Wars. And the look you gave me, I could have dropped dead in that second.
I was so upset. I think, did I have tears in my eyes? Because I was because it was so traumatizing. I was like so upset. And thinking back at it, I was like, what the, why? I think that's all I said to you is why.
Yeah. And I was like, uh-oh. I've made a mistake. Well, on that note.
traumatized crying over here. It's fine.
Traumatized crying, which you know I love. I love. You do not.
I do not.
I'm trying to get better about it, I promise. We're going to stop here for now. We're going to come back in part two and talk about some of our other things that we loved in 2022 about books and interviews and things like that. So keep your ears, eyes peeled, ready. For that, all the things. And if you have any favorites, you know, we would love to hear that. If you have anything you'd like to hear more of, we've already gotten some of those messages. And thank you. Thank you so much. Because a lot of these choices we made around books and movies especially have been because of you and because of suggestions you've made. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you can email us at StephanieAndMomStuff@iHeartMedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at StephanieNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Which we need her list of favorites.
Yes.
Christina, please send us your list of favorites.
I mean, Christina's episode when she came on Sex and the City
killer.
That was one of my very favorite ones we've ever done of that. That was awesome. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.